When Lovett Hall, the administration building at Houston's Rice University, was dedicated in 1912, its Byzantine architecture was a sight to behold. One faculty member, the English biologist Julian Huxley, described it as an extraordinary spectacle, brilliant, astounding, enduring. Lovett Hall reflected the ambition of Rice's first president, Edgar Odell Lovett, and his architect, to construct an identity for the new university. Boston architect Ralph Adams Cram devised an elaborate rationale to justify his choice of the medieval style of the Greek-speaking world. Cram said the brick and stone construction, enlivened with marble and tile decoration, was the correct historical architecture for an institution of high culture in a warm, Mediterranean-like climate. Lovett Hall commands the flat landscape of the Rice campus with authority. Ozark marble and dark red brick, made from Houston clay, adorn the building's walls. Ground floor arcades are paved with this brick and Texas granite. Marble columns and plaques and glazed tiles encrust the exterior. Rice President Lovett and his architect also understood that to create a community, they had to appeal to the imaginations of students, faculty, and visitors, and to history. Tributes to art, science, and great men of learning abound, but so do humorous carvings that celebrate college life. These include column capitals in which a 1912-era bookworm, football player, and cheerleader are entwined in luxuriant carving. Today, part of the orientation ritual for new students and visitors is a tour of Lovett Hall and its abundant sculptural delights, where Lovett and Cram crafted an identity for Rice that made exotic Byzantine architecture seem an inspired choice for a university in Houston.